إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, continuing on the subject of tawakkul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the tawakkul of Maryam alayhi salam, the beautiful ayat where Zakaria alayhi salam saw her with out of season fruits, and he had locked her in her room for her safety. And when he came back and opened the lock and he found the food there, and he said, Ya Maryam, anna laki hadha. He said, Ya Maryam, what is this? From where did it come from? And she said, this is from my Rabb. Yarzuqu man yashau bi ghayri hisab. He gives to whoever he wants without accounting. And of course, Zakaria alayhi salam recognized the sign of his Rabb, and he stood in dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that beautiful dua where Zakaria alayhi salam said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال ربي إني وحن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك ربي شقيا. Now زكريا عليه السلام is talking about himself. He is talking small voice. He is talking about his own weakness and his inability, and he is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him an heir, and he says that for example, in the subsequent ayah, he says, وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي آقِرًا فَحَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. He says, I am not capable, I am old, my hair is white, my bones are weak, my wife is beyond the age of childbearing, but give me an heir. Give me a son to take forward my work of da'wat and tabliq of Islam. Now, my brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of tawakkul. Tawakkul is to ask for the impossible. Not because we think it is possible by us, but we know that for the one who we ask, nothing is impossible. Impossible and possible are the weak definitions of our own capability, but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, there is no such thing as impossible. And therefore, the one who has tawakkul asks not in line with or in keeping with his own ability, but he asks in keeping with the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom he is answerable. So that is very, very important, because alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us knowledge about himself, knowledge about his qudrat through his kalam, and therefore we need to keep that in mind when we make dua. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make du'as which He will accept. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the words which please Him and to accept them from us. And I remind myself, when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in keeping with His glory and majesty, He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. There's nothing that He cannot do. And ask Him whatever you want. The more impossible it is, the better. Because then it shows our own tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with complete yaqeen that He can give, and say, Oh Allah, give me because You can give. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.